coming from El Salvador, you know, I didn't have anything, you know. It was a rough growing up down there. You appreciate it when you got here and you start working, making money, and then that's how I fell in love with the cooking. 18 years old, making that much money, it's kind of cool.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the local hero folks, and Martine Amaya from Alina's restaurant in Hadley. Martine, you started out there when you were how old?
18 years old.
And what year was that?
That was 1994.
And what were you doing when you started out?
I was doing dishes at Carmelina's, working from 4 o'clock in the afternoon until like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then go home and sleep 4 or 5 hours and be at the bakery, Mesa Luna in Northampton.
Oh, wow.
4 or 5 o'clock, bake and finish about 2 o'clock and go home, take a nap and do it all over again.
Back to doing the dishes.
Yeah.
And now what do you do at Alina's?
Well, I'm the head chef now.
As well as?
The owner, I guess.
From an 18-year-old dishwasher to the owner and head chef of Alina's. That's incredible.
It's kind of like a dream come true. But at the same time, I didn't plan it. I never set in my mind when I was 18 years old, one day this is going to be mine. It happened.
He says it so lightly, it happened.
Yeah.
He's a magnificent chef, and he makes food just jump off the plate into your mouth, and you just say, ah.
Were you a chef already when you were doing the dishes, or did you learn to be a chef at Alina's?
I learned everything at Carmelina's that time.
Yeah.
From Damien Di Paola. He saw something in me. Damiano saw that in me, the hard worker immigrant who came from El Salvador. And I think that's why he was put me in there, to learn from this Salvatore, who's this guy from Sicily, to learn from him, because Salvatore was so good at it. And Damiano wanted me to learn from him. And then Damiano had everything. I think he had everything planned. Like, you know, I'm going to teach Martin how to be a baker. And then I'm going to move him to the kitchen. And then after that, I teach him how to run the kitchen. I'm going to leave him run the kitchen. I'm going to move to Boston, because that's what he did.
Yeah. It's the American dream. It's the one. I'm assuming he comes from immigrant stock as Damiano Di Paolo, and then passing that on to another immigrant who comes here and, you know, works really hard and ends up becoming the head chef and the owner.
That's why Damiano and I, we had a good connection, because, I mean, he came from Sicily when he was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I came from El Salvador when I was 18, but, you know, we both came from different countries.
Yeah.
He knew that, you know, I was here to work hard. Hard work pays off.
And a little help from somebody else once in a while. Somebody giving you a chance.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, we are so blessed, you know what I mean, to have good friends and
learning from people that had such magnificent experience themselves.
So for those who don't know, or maybe they had heard of Carmelina's and maybe they've heard of Alina's, what's the menu like at Alina's, your menu as head chef Martine Amaya?
It's similar to Carmelina's.
Which is basically Italian food.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What is one of the favorite dishes that you enjoy most to make?
I really love making sauces. I think I'm really good at it.
Which sauces in particular are you good at?
We make some Pinot Noir, balsamic reductions. Mm-hmm. We make some really good Sicilian Marsala sauce.
Mm.
We make some really good Pinot Grigio lemon butter sauce, gorgonzola, cognac, cream sauce.
Mm, that just sounds delicious. It doesn't matter what you put it. You can just put it in a cup and drink all of that.
Exactly. He puts it on fresh vegetables and uses a lot of fresh tomatoes in the summertime.
That's correct. Before I get to the restaurant, I go and circle the neighborhood in Hadley, buying from the little food stands. The reason why I like to do that is because I know if I'm there by 9 o'clock, those other vegetables, they've just been picked probably like 1 hour, 2 hours only.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat that.
You can't beat it for flavor as a head chef, but you also like it as a part of the local economy, right?
Exactly. The way I look at it, you know, we support each other. That's the way it should be.
Martine Amaya goes from 18-year-old dishwasher in 1994 to the head chef and owner of Alina's in Hadley. It's an inspirational story. I think it's incredible that you've gone on this trajectory here, and congratulations to you. And Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the local hero folks. BuyLocalFood.org.